Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Randy Schultz, and his business is Schultz Communications, and he really directs his work toward gardening and home yards and that kind of thing. And so, Randy, good morning.
Good morning,
Lamont. We want to talk today about deer and rabbit control, maybe some other kinds of pests. And you know, Randy, just the other night I was visiting with a master gardener who obviously had not done much to protect his garden, and he had, like, I don't know, 60 or 70 plants just devoured overnight by the rabbits. And it's going, oh, this is bad.
Anybody who's ever had a yard that was decimated by deer or rabbits feels that horrible, you know, that sinking sensation when you go out and you see your plants either gone or just need a munch to death.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Yes. And so there are, you know, we can try a lot of things. Dogs sometimes help. I hear people saying, well, I'm going to put out human hair and, you know, a whole lot of things like that. Sprinkle pepper, red pepper on, but then it rains and that goes away. So there's some new products out there, and that's one of the things you do best is kind of keep track of new products.
Yeah, one of the things I do, I'm also content editor at homegardenandhomestead.com. So I'm always looking for new stuff that actually works around the home and in the garden. And so there are three new products on the market for repelling deer and rabbits. And they all work, and they all work differently, which is kind of cool. So you can kind of pick the one that you think is going to work for your garden the best.
And friendly to the environment.
Well, they're all, yeah, exactly. Some of these things work better for like a garden with a vegetable garden with edibles in it. I wouldn't necessarily put some of the stuff on edible plants, for example. But there are ways to deal with that kind of situation as well. So let's start with deer ban capsules. They are little capsules that contain a concentrate of coyote urine. It's a predator urine. Okay, so it doesn't sound all that inviting, but what it is you put these little capsules around the perimeter of plants you want to protect, and because it's in a capsule form, your hands never touch the active ingredient. And the great thing about this is then you water the capsules in. You actually water them so the capsules dissolve, and then what's released is that predator scent. And deers will stay away from that because they don't know the difference between a predator who's actually there or the smell of one.
So is it going to make my yard smelly?
No, not at all. See, you and I can't smell it. It's been processed so that most of the ammonia is taken out, and that's what you and I smell. But the deer have a much more sensitive sense of smell, and they will stay away because they sense the predator is in the area.
Okay, and now to start it working, you have to water it. Is it going to last? You know, then that's going to rain and
yeah. The weird thing is, every time it rains, it reactivates the active ingredient. So it's going to last 30 to 90 days, depending on your weather conditions. So it's a fairly long lasting solution that, again, like we said, you're not going to smell it, but the deer are.
Okay, will this affect rabbits at all?
Yeah, it will keep rabbits away.
Okay.
It wasn't really created for rabbits. It was created for the bigger pests.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is rabbits react the same way.
Okay. And so this would be safe around vegetables.
Exactly.
And could we surround, I hear people talk about they plant new little trees and the deer just munch away. You know,
absolutely.
Would that be effective?
Little trees and fruit trees. You know, a lot of times the deer will come in and munch the apples off your tree or whatever. Just make a perimeter around the plants or the little trees that you want to protect.
Okay, let's, eventually we're going to talk about where we might find these products, but I'm guessing the places are going to be similar. So let's move on to another one. I see one that's called Repellix Systemic Granular.
Yeah. Okay. This works in a totally different way. This uses the essence of hot peppers, but instead of spraying it on the plant, as there are several other kinds of hot pepper-related products that we've all seen, this one actually, you put it into the soil. You dig it into the soil around the plants that you want to protect, and the plant actually takes it up through the roots systemically. So the active ingredient becomes part of the plant. So as soon as a deer takes a nice bite out of a plant that's been protected with Repellex, it tastes awful, and it's just going to stop eating. It's just not going to eat those plants.
How often do we have to use that?
This is one of those things where you can use it usually twice during the season.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to last for 60, 90 days.
Okay.
But you're probably going to want to use it early in the season and then, you know, probably right about now in
okay.
the middle of the growing season.
And probably not on our vegetable plants.
Well, exactly. You don't want to use this in your vegetable garden because it's going to make it taste like hot pepper. And unless you love to taste the hot pepper in your lettuce, don't do it.
Okay. But yeah, I think it's going to appeal to people, I think, because it lasts a little longer. And I know that people say, oh, that's red pepper works, but then I got to go out and put it on every time it rains. So this one's done. Yeah.
So with Repellex, they sort of solved the one problem with hot pepper spray in that it tends to wash off.
Yes.
Now it's part of the plant.
All right. Okay, then we have a third one, a Summit Deer Ban. Is that correct?
No, we talked about Deer Ban. The third one is called Deer Defeat.
Defeat, okay.
And it is a spray, and it combines a whole bunch of things that deer don't like. It's basically a natural ingredient batch of stuff that has been tested over time in gardens and has been discovered that deer just don't like this stuff.
And so this would also work for rabbits and groundhogs.
Yeah,
and okay. Okay.
I mean, what we've discovered out there in the garden is the stuff that works for deer also works for rabbits.
Okay.
In the vast majority of cases, they tend to like the same sort of plants, and they unfortunately tend to decimate in the same basic way. So with a spray like Deer Defeat, that works really nicely for vegetable gardens.
Okay.
Because it's a mixture of natural products. You're going to have to spray more often, but it's not going to go inside the plant, right, and become a systemic repellent like Repellex. So you'll be able to wash it off your own vegetable garden plants when the time comes that it's time to harvest.
Okay. Now, Randy, you've given us three choices here, three new products. Where are we going to find these?
Well, they're all available online. They're all also available in most hardware and garden stores.
Okay.
But if you go to homegardenandhomestead.com, you'll find these products in a section called Deer Control. You'll also find a blog post on this as well.
Okay.
So there are links to the products on Home Garden and Homestead. And like I said, you're liable to find all these wonderful products in your local store.
All right. So we can look for those and try something that we hope keeps those away. I mean, they've been tested. And as you say, you're a gardener.
Yeah.
You know this. So Repellex Systemic Granular and Deer Defeat Spray and Summit Deer Ban. Those are the three we've been talking about. But we wanted to mention one other pest that doesn't eat the plants, but kind of eats you.
Yeah, mosquitoes are the smallest pest we have to deal with in the garden for the most part. And the good news is they don't harm your garden. The bad news is they bite you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And
everybody
knows.
You know, the pesty bite of a mosquito. The bigger problem nowadays is they carry West Nile virus. They also carry Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time until that becomes a homegrown illness threat. And mosquitoes are just, I mean, they're everywhere. There's a lot you can do to prevent their breeding, and that's really what I want to talk about right now. Mosquitoes breed in standing water, so the number one way to deal with mosquito populations is to remove the places where water collects in your yard. And that's everything from, tires and
little dishes, like we make those little
saucers under plants.
Yep.
And it's amazing how much, and you and I were talking before we got on the show, rain barrels.
Yep.
You and I both have rain barrels. hey, it, by nature, that's where water collects. Okay. We want it to collect there.
So do we have a product that we can put in there if we don't get around to empty everything? Or
absolutely. There's an organic product called Mosquito Dunks, and it's a little small donut-shaped thing. You plop that in any kind of standing water, and there's a natural bacterium in that mosquito dunk that will kill mosquito larvae before the mosquitoes can become flying, biting adults.
Okay, Randy, so, tell us again the website, the homestead.
Oh, homegardenandhomestead.com.
Okay, great, because we can find all of this information there. And, Randy, we always run out of time because we always have wonderful things to talk about. So I appreciate your time very much and bringing us up to date on these new products.
Thank you, LaVon, and we'll talk again soon.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Gardening requires a lot of water, often in the form of perspiration.